Talking now on our Coach's Corner program with 4A City Boys Basketball Coach Dan Rosacker. And Coach, a few games to talk about here on the slate. First of all, you had a makeup game with Garner Hayfield Ventura that you finally got in on Monday as the Cardinals come to town, and you find the victory 59-46. Another good win over GHV for your team.
Yeah, it was. It was a game where, you know, especially the first quarter, there wasn't a whole lot going on offensively. I think teams were trying to figure out each other what they were doing, and we both teams scored, you know, okay in the second, and we were up five at halftime, and then we got things going defensively. We really caused some issues with them trapping and getting our defense going and getting some runouts, and I think that was the difference in the third quarter, especially. And Tommy Miller led us with 17 points, and I thought Cooper Blazer had a nice game for us off the bench with seven, and Greg Smith had knocked down a couple big threes for us to kind of get us going. So some really, really good things from our guys. Holden Reynolds had four steals during that time in the third quarter, too, to kind of get us going. But it was definitely a defensive deal that kind of flipped the switch for us and got us that lead, and we were able to hold on to the end for that 13-point win.
And I know you guys pride yourself on defense, and as we talk about the games of the week, defense will continue to be a story, holding the Cardinals to just six there in the first quarter, and kind of that defense leads to offense in the second half, outscoring them 23-10, as you mentioned, in the third, and that's what you guys, I assume, want to do.
Yeah, exactly, and it was one of those things coming out of Lake Mills, which obviously they're a very, very difficult team to defend. That's not typical of us, and we kind of went back to square one with some things, working on some things that we needed to clean up. And I thought we were a little bit apprehensive in the first half, but second half we played a lot more loose and really executed what we wanted to do. And as you mentioned, as the week progressed, we just kept playing better and better, and hopefully we can keep that going.
And with that win, Coach, you guys were able to get yourself into third place in the conference behind North Union and Lake Mills. I know you still had one more conference game to go, but that win over GHV kind of solidified you there at third place in the conference. So let's talk about that for a moment, Coach. Obviously, got to feel great. Of course, you guys want to win a conference title again, but third place in a pretty good conference coming in. You know, there was five, six teams that were all going to be battling for these positions, and your team able to get that third place.
Yeah, you know, early in the season, we lost North Union first time around. I told the kids I think three losses might win this conference, but, you know, as typical, I was wrong. It was just the one loss with Lake Mills, but, those two teams coming in were obviously the favorites, and, you know, us, the way we had our year last year, it didn't go the way we typically would do and didn't go the way we wanted to. Not real sure how we were going to respond to that, but the kids really, really bought into what we were doing, and we changed some things, and I think some maturity things. We just got a year older, and that helped with a lot of things, and able to get that third place finish. Obviously, like you said, you want to be competing for the title, but those two teams were really set the tone and had a really good battle for Lake Mills to come out with a 2-point win over there to get the conference crown. But I thought our guys were right there, really happy with the way they battled and stayed focused throughout the year. Just came up a couple games short on that end.
And, Coach, with that, you guys closed out your conference slate by traveling to Belmont-Clemmie on Tuesday night, back-to-back games for your team, and a Belmont-Clemmie club that likes to shoot the threes and have been pretty accurate with getting those as their young freshmen are starting to get it dialed in a little bit. You guys were able to kind of survive those and put up 71 points yourself offensively, started with a huge 41-point half. There in the first half. What did you see offensively? What was your team doing right?
You know, I think it was what you said earlier, is our defense was kind of feeding our offense, and we were getting some shots. You know, we scored 41, but we talked at halftime. I thought we left a few out there. We were missing some easy shots inside that we've got to do a better job of finishing there. But, like Belmont's a young team, but they are getting so much better as the season progresses, and they do offensively. They do a lot of really good things. And defensively, we were not locked in early like I would have liked us to be, but yet the kids hung in there and battled it coming off that the night before against Garner and found a way to get the win down there and had three guys double figures for us with Tommy and Carson with 15 and Ty led us with 19, maybe one of Ty Sopko's best games when hitting from, you know, getting to the rim a lot, I thought, that night. And, you know, Ty Dillavu was consistent with his 10 rebounds. So saw a lot of really good things down there. Like you said, offensively, I think it was one thing that we did really well down there is we moved the ball. We wasn't, you know, trying to get to the rim by ourselves. We would draw the defense, and then you don't drop it off for some easy buckets. And I liked the way we were getting our transition game going for sure down there.
And, Coach, even at one point there, a couple of times throughout the game, you know, after a couple of back-to-back threes, Belmont started, you know, growing some momentum. And yes, they were still down, you know, 15 to 20 points or whatever it was at that time, or maybe even a little bit less. It just felt like they were building a little bit of momentum. But every time they did that, your team was able to kind of cut it off and get back on top.
Yeah, that was kind of the good news, bad news, that we were able to respond, which was great. The bad news of that was I thought we kind of had some lapses where we relaxed and kind of took our attention off the defense a little bit and didn't rotate very well. But like you said, and I mentioned this to the kids too, we did respond off of those things, and there were games this year where we didn't and fell into a much tougher game than it needed to be if we'd have kept playing at both ends. But, yeah, you're right. I like the way our team's responding. Really like the way they're playing and getting up and down the floor offensively and buying at the defensive end this week. I thought it was, like I said earlier, a really good week for us.
And let's touch on your final game of the week. On Thursday, you hosted West Fork looking for a crossover, a non-conference victory this season. And, Coach, man, your team played about as good as a game as I've seen them play this year, and pick up a 63-40 win. You got a West Fork team that's got, the Eberlein kid who's, one of the best scorers on either side of the conference and the state's leader, no matter the class, in three-pointers, and you guys controlled both of them.
Yeah, they have two really good scorers there, and I thought our guys really bought in the defensive end, and that really set our offense. Like we mentioned earlier, it kind of sounds like a broken record, but it's really what our kids did this week. And Carson Hall did a great job on the one kid, and Ty Sopko again on the 3-point shooter. And I thought those guys, not just those two, but we had a lot of help off of those guys. They set some good screens, and those two are really active, which you don't see a lot. Sometimes you'll see a shooter that you're closely guarding that'll kind of stand or kind of move off one screen or two, but they just kept screening and rescreening, and I thought we got a lot of help from a lot of guys. Ty Dillavoux stepped up and helped, and Tommy Miller was helping there. So it was a team effort for sure defensively. It was one of those things where, you know, offensively in the first half and defensively we were clicking so well that I was a little bit concerned that halftime came at a bad time and we didn't want to, you know, lose that momentum. But to our kids' credit, we came out, especially the fourth quarter, and finished that game really strong, but really proud of our effort because, you know, West Fork winning that side of the conference there, I think they got 17 wins. You know, they're a very good team. They're senior dominated and, you know, just a team that I thought was going to be a really tough battle for us, but our kids really stepped up and did some really good things. Carson Hall maybe had one of his better nights at both ends, you know, defensively what he did, and yet still had 19 points for us. And Tommy Miller, 16. Sopko again had 10 and was hitting from outside, hit a big one to start the game for us. And you know, Ty Dillavoux just, you know, that doesn't worry about the points, but he gets, 8 rebounds and 7 assists. And one other kid that I think goes unnoticed sometime was Willie Holmes coming off the bench. We needed some rebounds in the third and fourth quarter. He stepped up and really did that for us and had 8 rebounds on the night for us. So a lot of good things. Like you said, it was probably our most complete game, and that's where you want to be going into tournaments, and hopefully we keep that going here.
Coach, one of the other things I've noticed over the last couple of games is your free throw shooting has been, I thought, pretty good. You were 10 of 12 at Belmont. You were only got there 5 times last night, but you made 4 of those last night. And then from the floor, again, you guys were almost 52% from the floor last night. A couple of things that are really popping out.
Yeah, you know, we put a lot of time in the free throw and put some emphasis on that in practice since probably middle of January, and the kids have done a much better job with that. We've seen a lot of improvement there. And inside, like I said, back to the Belmont game, I thought we had opportunities in our offense, but we just weren't finishing. And the other thing that I thought was really evident last night offensively was our transition game. We really got out and ran, and when we move the ball like that, you're going to get some really easy looks. And I just thought we did that, and I think maybe surprised West Fork with that a little bit as athletic as we got up and down the court. And we've tried doing that all year, but right now it's starting to click in a little bit. It happened, you know, at Garrigan a little bit, and then just kept going with Garner in the second half of Belmont and now with West Fork. So hopefully the kids are getting the feel for it here, and we can continue that as we go.
And, Coach, with that, we go to postseason basketball, which is always exciting, and you guys will host Belmont Clemmie, a team you just took on Monday, with Osage looming. And I'm sure in the locker room, Coach, after that big win over West Fork, your team feels like, you know, as long as you can take care of business on Monday, you could and possibly play with anybody that you're going to face this postseason.
Yeah, you know, that's the challenge, is keep going here and not take anything for granted. But I really like the mindset the kids have. Last night it was, you know, obviously they were excited with the way they played, but they're looking forward. They're ready for the tournament run, and they like the way they're playing, and they're playing really confident right now. But, yeah, it is unique in Belmont to come to our place, but it's nice to have a home game with our fans. Again, they've been great all year. It'll be a fun one to start the tournament trail, and I know Belmont's probably going to have a few new wrinkles for us, as we will, but it's something that it doesn't matter this time of year. You know, the old saying, everybody's 0-0 right now in the standings, so it all starts over, so we're going to have to make sure we're carrying through what we've been doing this week, and we'll work on that the next couple of days in practice and hopefully come out Monday with a win.
All righty, Coach, thanks so much for your time. Really do appreciate it. We'll talk to you again next Saturday, hoping that we're still talking about more basketball games to come.
That would be great. Thanks, Aaron.
That's 4A City Head Boys Basketball Coach Dan Rosacker.